开了真神。
The greatest problem of America is that they have turned away from the Lord.
我们很多人现在根本没有时间想这个问题。
Many people do not have time to think about this.
因为我们只想要生存，要活下去。
Because we just want to survive.
我相信你今天早上来到这里。
I believe this morning that you're here.
你希望神要对你说话。
You want the Lord to speak to you.
所以你能够看到一条路。
So you can see the future.
神可以带领你。
That God will lead you.
我们今天早上开始。
This morning I'll start.
我们要来讲《使徒行传》。
In the book of Acts.
使徒行传是一本非常精彩的书。
It's a very exciting book.
我们在现在的这个时代。
At this time.
每一个人都希望是碰到的事情是真实的事情。
We want to encounter real things.
特别是年轻的时代。
Especially the young generation.
他们最喜欢的是真实的事情。
They like it real.
他们发现今天很多年轻人根本就不去教会。
A lot of young people don't go to church.
Today, 特别在美国
in America,
因为他们觉得教会都是在表演
because they feel it's phony,
不是很真实
it's not very real,
从头到尾都是在表演
it's like an act,
a performance,
performance,
不是 act, it's a performance, 因为他们所要的是真实的事情
what they want is something real,
你看年轻的世代
if you look at the young generation,
他们坏也是真的坏
if they're bad, they are really bad,
他们是真的 bad, true bad,
They're real bad.
不像老一辈，他们很坏，还装得很好的样子。
Not the old generation. They try to pretend they were good while they're being bad.
所以你看现在的电视节目都是 reality show.
So you see a lot of reality show on TV.
最后都跑到人家房间里面去照。
Even to people's rooms.
你看多脏多乱。
See how messy.
这就是 reality.
That's reality.
感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
我们的神是一位真实的神。
Our Lord is a real God.
请你跟你旁边人讲说，神是真实的。
Your neighbor, that the God is real.
而且你要微笑。
And you should smile.
You need to smile a little bit. 不管是多困难，还是要笑一笑。
Even though you're in difficulties, smile won't hurt you.
你看到在《使徒行传》里面。
If you look at the book of Acts.
非常的精彩。
It's very exciting.
是公元33年的时候。
It's in year 33.
那个主耶稣已经被钉死了。
Jesus was already crucified.
门徒都四散了
and the apostles had scattered.
不知道将来会怎么样
They don't know the future.
但是《使徒行传》这里告诉我们
But the book of Acts tell us.
主耶稣向他们显现
Jesus revealed himself to them.
有40天之久
During the 40 days period.
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sisters.
主耶稣有没有向你显现
Did Jesus appear to you?
你知道为什么美国今天会变成这个样子吗?
Do you know why America end up like this today?
因为神的百姓教会没有真实的主耶稣在那里。
But God, because of God's people did not have the real Jesus in their lives.
因为好像主耶稣没有一直向他们显现。
As if Jesus did not constantly appearing himself to them.
使徒行传这边说主耶稣向他的门徒显现40天之久。
Book of Acts say that Jesus have shown up to his disciples for 40 days.
你去看四福音里面
If you look at the four Gospels,
主耶稣显现给很多的人
Jesus has appeared to many people.
他在那个坟墓旁边向莫大拉的玛利亚显现
By the graves to Mary Magdalene.
在耶路撒冷的马可楼向11个使徒显现
And the road to Emmaus to two disciples. He has shown himself.
他去以马主事的路上是两个门徒，他已经先帮我翻译了，他是未卜先知。那个我几年前去那个耶路撒冷。
A couple years ago, I went to Jerusalem.
我们到一个观光的景点。
We went to a tourist site.
他说在一个二楼的地方。
The second floor.
他说这个就是那120个门徒聚集在一起祷告的地方。
This is where 120 believers have gathered together to pray.
所以主耶稣复活的时候，他向很多的人显现。
So when Jesus resurrected, he has shown himself to many people.
主耶稣不但向他们显现
，He did not only show himself.
而且他讲很多关于神国的事情。
And he talked a lot about the kingdom of God.
所以《使徒行传》是一本很精彩的书。
So Book of Acts is an exciting book.
如果你是很失望的时候。
If you are disappointed, you really need to read this book.
因为神是真实的。
Because God is a real God.
没有人说阿门吗?
No amen.
我们的耶稣基督
Our Jesus Christ.
在今天的第三世界
At the third world today.
非常的真实。
Very real there.
瞎子看见，聋子听见，鬼赶出去，都在好像美国以外的地方。
Blinds can see, the limb can walk, and the demons being cast off that we do not see in the U.S. as much.
因为他们那边，他们真的相信。
Because in the third world country, they truly believe.
今天早上我们要讲《使徒行传》第一章第一节到十二节。
This morning, I want to talk about the book of Acts, chapter 1, 1 to 12.
其实是应该第一章第一节到十一节。
Chapter 1, 1 to 11.
但是我写错了。
I wrote it wrong.
使徒行传的主题是教会的使命。
The purpose of this book,
the
theme is...The
mission of church.
Mission of church.
请问你们知道《使徒行传》是谁写的吗
？You know who wrote the book of Acts?
是路加。
It's Luke.
Yeah. 所以整本新约的整本新约里面所有的这个书信哈，只有这个《使徒行传》跟《路加福音》是一个非犹太人写的，就是他。其他都是犹太人。
In the, all the New Testament books, only two books not written by a Jewish person, it's by, which is
Luke,
who wrote the book of Luke and the Acts.
他是在他是在公元62到63年在罗马写的。
He wrote it in the year 62 to 63 in Rome.
他写书的对象是提阿非罗大人。
He wrote it to...Theophilus.
对，这个是一个长官，一个蛮大的官。
A general.
然后他在路加福音的时候，在路加写路加福音的时候，这个人还只是一个慕道友。
In the book of Luke, Theophilus was just a seeker.
然后到了使徒行传的时候，他已经是一个基督徒。
But by the book of Acts, he has become a believer.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们看看使徒行传有什么特征呢
Let's see what are the characteristics of Book of Acts.
这本书是第一本的宣教史的手册。
It is a history of mission handbook.
而且是犹太人的宣教史。
It's a history of Jewish mission.
这本书里面有两个主角。
There are two main characters here.
一个是耶路撒冷教会。
The Jerusalem church.
另外一个是安提阿教会。
And the church of Antioch.
耶路撒冷教会的主角就是彼得。
Jerusalem's church, the main person is Peter.
然后安提阿教会的主角就是保罗。
And the main person in the church of Antioch is Paul.
这本书的第三个特征是记载最多讲道记录的书卷。
And this book, another character is that it had recorded the most spoken messages.
还有第四个，这个书的特色就是记载最明显圣灵的工作。
And the fourth is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit's work.
然后所以人家称这本书叫做圣灵行传
So we see this book as the Holy Spirit Journal
所以今天早上
This morning
在使徒行传第一章第一节到十一节
In the book of Acts Chapter 1, 1 to 11
我所要讲的主题是主所应许的圣灵
What I want to say is the Holy Spirit that the Lord had promised
这个非常的重要
This is very important
仔细听
Listen to it carefully.
所以这段圣经我们看到第一个我们看到主耶稣复活的显现与升天。
We can see how Jesus has resurrected and ascended to heaven.
我们刚才讲过了主耶稣复活以后他有四十天之久向不同人的显现。
I already said that Jesus had appeared himself during the 40 years, 40 days after he was resurrected.
然后圣灵降临在这个这些基督徒的身上
and when Holy Spirit were on these believers,
他们大有能力
they become powerful.
他们将福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚到当时整个罗马帝国都传遍。
They have preached the good news from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to areas of Rome.
所以我们在这段经文看到这个路加他是写给这个提阿非罗大人。
So we see how the scripture when Luke is writing to Theophilus.
他是写给他，跟他介绍说前面那一段是讲路加福音，这个使徒行传是等于路加福音的续集。
The book of Acts is a follow-up of book of Luke.
后来我们在这段圣经又看到主荣耀的显现。
So we can see God's glorious appearing.
那主在这个荣耀显现的时候，主跟他们到底谈的是什么东西呢
What did Jesus talk to them about when he appeared to them?
主耶稣跟他们谈的是讲到国度的事情
God talked about the kingdom
讲到主耶稣受死
That his death,
复活,
resurrection,
升天,
ascend to heaven,
然后还要再回来,
he will return.
你们多少人知道主耶稣要回来?
How many of you know that Jesus will come again?
你们知道哪一天他要回来吗?
Do you know which day?
现在最新的消息是 5月21号。
I heard the latest news is May 21st.
有没有人听到这个?
Have you heard about this?
Family Radio 在说 5月21号 是 the end of the world. 啊?
End of the world, May 21st, 2011.
请问这个合不合乎圣经啊?
Is this according to scripture?
我问问你们啊,
I'm asking.
为什么不合乎圣经啊?
Why not?
啊? 你们觉得 5月21号 主耶稣会回来吗?
Do you think,
Patrick, what's your view? I need to interview people now.
I feel this way, brothers and sisters.
今天有很多的极端呢,
there are many occults.
Extreme.
Extremes.
有的极端是根本就不提这个事情。
Some, they don't bring up the return of Jesus.
他们觉得好像主耶稣已经忘了他们。
That they have forgotten Jesus.
永远不会回来。
Or Jesus forgotten them.
几年前在湾区这边有一个 Jesus Seminar。
A few years ago, around here in Bay Area, there's a Jesus seminar.
然后他们在一起讨论,
they were discussing.
最后投票,
and they vote.
他们决定,
they decided.
耶稣不会回来,
Jesus will not come.
他们绝大部分人都相信主耶稣不会再回来,
many people believe that Jesus will not come back.
所以他们就投票,
then they voted.
所以他那年的决定是主耶稣不回来,
so they decided Jesus will not come back.
所以这是一种极端,
this is one extreme.
根本不相信主耶稣回来,
totally do not believe his return.
另外一种极端,
and the other extreme,
天天在算日子,
they're counting the days every day.
这个说主耶稣要回来, 这个不是新鲜, 是哪一天太多了, 全部都失败。
We have heard many predictions, but it all fail.
弟兄姊妹, 我可以给你保证,
brother and sister, I guarantee you,
5月21号 绝对不是世界末日,
May 21st is not the end of the year.
主耶稣绝对不会回来,
Jesus will not be back that day.
因为主耶稣都在他的教导里讲得非常的清楚,
because Jesus had clear teaching in his word.
在他回来之前, 有很多的sign, 有很多事情要发生,
before his return, there will be many signs and happenings on earth.
但是主耶稣在 显现40天的时候,
so during the 40 days of appearing to his disciples, he explained about these things.
主耶稣自己讲得非常清楚,
Jesus said it very clearly.
我回来的日子没有人知道,
the day that I will return, no one knows.
你不会知道是哪一天,
you will not know which day.
我觉得上帝非常的聪明,
so I think Jesus, God is very smart.
如果你的老师跟你都讲好什么时候要考试, 你就可以准备了。
If your teacher tell you when he's going to give you a test, then you can prepare.
我就想问大家一个问题,
so I want to ask you,
如果主耶稣回来的日子我们都知道, 你想世界上人会怎么做吗?
If we all know which day Jesus is returning, what would you do?
很多人就等到最后一个礼拜再信耶稣,
they will wait till the last week to believe in Jesus.
很多人就会开始作弊,
and they might cheat.
就说他什么都不管, 等到最后再, 最后的一天的半夜再信耶稣。
They'll wait till last minute to believe in Jesus.
神说, 主耶稣说我回来是没有人知道。
So Jesus said no one really would know.
只有天父知道。
Only Heavenly Father knows.
所以主耶稣向他们显现40天就讲这些事情。
So when Jesus is appearing to them those 40 days, he talked about this.
然后,
then,
主耶稣又应许一件非常重要的事,
Jesus had promised one important thing.
就是他说圣灵要降临,
that Holy Spirit will come upon you.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐里面,
during the Last Supper,
他讲了很多的事情,
he talked about many things.
但其中很重要的一件事情,
one main thing is this,
就讲到他应许圣灵要来到这世界,
that he promised Holy Spirit will come.
他在那边说到, 他说我要求父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师, 叫他来永远与你们同在, 就是真理的圣灵, 乃世人不能接受的, 因为不见他, 也不认识他, 你们却认识他, 因他常与你们同在, 也要在你们的里面。
Jesus said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you.
所以主耶稣在最后晚上跟他们讲这个圣灵要来,
so during the Last Supper, Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit will come.
后来呢?
Then,
主耶稣在他复活以后
after his resurrection,
他跟这些门徒在一起的时候
when he was among his believers,
他又再次提这个事情
he mentioned that again,
他说你们不要离开耶路撒冷
do not leave Jerusalem,
你们要留在耶路撒冷
you need to stay here in Jerusalem,
你们要等候我父所应许的那个圣灵降临到你们身上
and wait for the promise of the Father, the gift of Holy Spirit.
我是觉得很有意思哦。
I found it very interesting.
你去看《使徒行传》第一章第一节到十二节。
If you look at Book of Acts, chapter 1:1-12,
你会发现主耶稣讲话是在一个世界。
That Jesus is talking about another world.
No. 主耶稣讲话的时候，他好像在一个世界。
When he's talking, as if he was in a different world.
那个门徒好像在另外一个世界。
And the disciples, the believers, were in a different world.Another world.
主耶稣一直在讲永恒的世界。
Jesus is talking about the things of eternal.
门徒就一直在讲世界上的世界。
But the disciples keep talking about things on earth.
我想我们当中也是这样。
We are that way too.
牧师一直在讲圣灵的事情。
I'm talking about Holy Spirit.
你就是在想中午要吃烧饼油条。
You're thinking about Chinese breakfast.
你一直在想下一步要做什么。
What are you going to do next?
我要不要拿这个 job?
Do you want that job?
我想你们当中很多人都在做这个事情，我都可以知道。所以你去看这个《使徒行传》第一章第一节到十二节，这里面有 tension 在那里。
So you see in the book of Acts, chapter 1:1-12, there is tension in this.
因为主耶稣所关心的是神的国的事情。
Because what Jesus is concerned about is the kingdom of God.
所以那门徒就说：“哎呀。”你要复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗
But the disciple is talking about Are you going to do something to our government?
你要知道以色列人在那时候是在罗马政府的压制之下
Because the Israelites they're under the ruling of the Romans
是非常很痛苦的
Very painful
生活很那个税很高
High tax
所以他们想要革命
So they wanted to have a revolution.
现在 revolution 在 Middle East 很普遍哈，每个国家都在变。
There's a lot of revolution in the world, especially in the Middle East.
所以他们就说，主耶稣，你是不是要带我们革命啊？是不是要改变政权？
So, the believers are asking Jesus, "Are you going to start a revolution for us here?"
但是主耶稣的回答让他们很失望。他说，父凭自己权柄所定的时候日期。不是你们可以知道，然后下面就讲了重要的事情。
But Jesus, what he told them, they were very disappointed. Jesus said, "The date that the Father has set, we do not know."
但是他说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But the Holy Spirit will come up on you, and then you will have power to preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea to Samaria, or to the end of the earth.
所以主耶稣很明确地告诉他们。
So Jesus had told them very clearly.
你们如果要把我所跟你们分享的福音传遍天下，你一定要三位一体真神第三位的帮助。
If you want to preach the gospel to the end of the earth, you need the third person, the Holy Spirit in your life.
今天也是教会最需要的。
This is what the church needed the most.
我有时候心里面感触很深。
Sometimes I have a strong feeling.
No, 不是 strong feeling, 感触很深。
I have a deep concern.
This is hard to translate because this is a cultural thing. 我参加一个组织哦。
I'm in an organization.
是帮助这个要众教会在一起祷告。
That we will gather all the church groups to pray together.
然后要求神来复兴美国。
And pray that God will revive revival in America.
然后我是他们的董事之一。
And I'm one of the board.
然后我们就去开会。
So we have meetings.
你们知道这个基督教教会里面有很多的派别。
You know, there are different denominations.
他们都有不同的看法，对圣经的这个教义不同的看法。
They all have different opinions.
Theological perspective.
Theological perception.
所以一讲到这个圣灵的时候
So when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
就分派了。
Then there is separation.
灵恩派。
The
charismatic.
Charismatic.
保守派。
The conservatives.
福音派。
The gospels.
派。
Different branches.
然后要在一起祷告。
So when we're going to pray together,
哎呀，这个就麻烦了。
That's not easy.
有人祷告就很激动。
So when some pray, very excited.
你们有看到祷告激动的 ，right?
Have you seen that kind? They very like that.
有人祷告像蚊子叫。
And some is like, they pray like little mosquito.
根本听都听不见。
You can't hear them.
每一个教会都不一样
So it's different in every church.
他们有不同的文化
They have different culture.
你现在要在一起祷告
When you're going to pray together,
我们一定要有 guideline.
We should have guidelines.
不能太乱
Not too disorganized.
Disorder, in disorder, chaotic. 所以我就问他们了
So I asked them,
根据你的看法
Your opinion,
人家这是很乱
Is it so chaotic?
但是人家是觉得很自然的自发
But to them, it's so natural and free.
很困难，弟兄姊
妹。So it's difficult.
我们基督的，我们这个教会哈，就不是这个教会，我说基督的大家庭。
So in this big family of believers of different churches,
我们对圣灵的看法。
We have different outlooks on Holy Spirit.
对圣灵真灵的认识。
Holy Spirit's understanding.
很多的做法我们都不一样。
That we are all different.
当你要通通在一起祷告的时候
So when we're going to pray together
我就看到我们真的需要悔改
Then we feel, I feel that we need to repent
因为我们一看我们弟兄姊妹还给他贴标签这是什么派什么派
So we label people, they are different denomination
我们就拒绝跟他在一起
So we reject to be with them
今天早上我跟大家讲这个真理
This morning I'm telling you this truth
主耶稣主所应许的圣灵
Jesus had promised His Holy Spirit.
不管你教会是什么派
Doesn't matter what denomination.
你如果没有圣灵的大能在你教会，你教会将来一定是死掉的，不会有作用。
There's no life in church if there's no Holy Spirit at church.
因为主耶稣讲得非常的清楚。
Because Jesus was very clear about this.
今天的问题是在哪里
？The problem today.
今天的问题是很多教会不讲这个真理。
That we don't talk about the truth of Holy Spirit.
也不照圣经来讲。
And we don't preach it according to the Bible.
我们现在思想一下主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
Let's think about what Jesus promised regarding the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作和目的
The work and the purpose of Holy Spirit
我们所信的神是蛮有智慧聪明的神
The God we believe is full of wisdom and knowledge
他做事是有目的有计划的
There's a purpose and a plan
圣父创造是有目的的
Heavenly Father's creation there's a purpose
圣子基督的救赎也是有目的的
The sacrifice of the Son of God there is a purpose
圣灵的工作一样的有目的
And the work of the Holy Spirit, there is a purpose.
或者你问说主耶稣为什么要要求父把圣灵送下来呢
In other words, you might be asking, why does Jesus say the Holy Spirit need to come?
因为在神永远的计划里面
Because in God's eternal plan,
圣灵来是要创立教会
Holy Spirit come to establish churches.
作为实现天国的重要的一步
To reveal the heavenly realm.
你有没有想过
Have you think about this?
那些门徒们，主耶稣叫他们不要离开耶路撒冷。
He told the disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
只有一百二十个人。
There were only 120 people.
我现在没有办法放电影给你看。
There's a film that I would have shown you.
因为那时候他们在耶路撒冷城。
They were in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城最大的宗教是犹太教。
And it's Judaism.As their main religion.
相信人有几十万。
They were hundreds of thousands of people believing.
公会啊，会堂都是属于他们的。
The synagogues all belong to them.
耶稣的跟从者只有一百二十个人。
And Jesus' disciple were only 120 people.
只有一百二十人，里面还很多是老弱妇孺。
And among the 120, they were old and they were young children.
And women.
Women.
因为妇女在那个时代不是被看重的。
Because women were not important at that time.
所以主耶稣跟他说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷。”
So Jesus said, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
你们应该在聚在一起去祷告。
You should gather together and pray.
所以他们就在一起祷告。
So they prayed together.
请问你们，他们祷告了多久
？How long did they pray?
十天。
10 days.
圣灵就降临。
Then Holy Spirit come.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神做事有计划
God has a plan.
如果照人来看,
by man's understanding,
如果要把福音传遍耶路撒冷,
when you're going to preach the good news
in the whole Jerusalem,
in the whole Jerusalem,
应该把耶路撒冷最大的 stadium 租下来,
then you should rent a big stadium.
就是像 Oakland 的那个或者三藩市把它租下来
like one in Oakland or San Francisco Stadium
然后去做海报邀请人来听
and have posters and invite people to come
那120个人根本不可能做
120 can't do a job like that
就神就替他们做
so God did it for them
当他们120个人在一起聚集同心合意祷告
so when they were praying in one accord there were 120 people
弟兄姊妹们这个很重要
brothers and sisters this is very crucial
我们很多时候在一起祷告
when we were praying together
但是我们不同心
But we're not in one accord.
我刚才讲到那个组织
So we're not talking about that organization that I was involved.
我们在一起计划的时候
When we plan together,
我们就发现我们有很多不同的
That we have a lot of separations in opinions.
如果我们不能同心合一的话
So when we cannot be in one accord,
我们祷告没有能力
There's no power in our prayer.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
同心很重要
We need to have the same heart.
Unity.
Unity.
Is very crucial.
It's very crucial.
在婚姻里面
In marriage,
unity 很重要
Unity is important.
在家庭里面
In family,
合一很重要
Unity is important.
在教会里面
In church,
合一很重要
Unity is important.
我们这边有华语部跟英语部的弟兄姊妹
We have Mandarin and English group together.
我们要在基督里面有合一的灵
We are one accord in Christ.
Unity is not uniformity.
Unity is not uniformity.
合一不是统一。
Unity is not uniformity.
但是合一就是我们要彼此的接纳。
But we accept one another.
我在那个刚才那个组织的，我不愿意讲那组织的名字。组织里面的时候，我特别跟他们讲这件事。
So in that organization that I was involved, I mentioned this to them.
我说，如果我们今天要美国回归真神
，If we want America to have a revival.
No, America return to God.
American return to God.
我们第一个自己要 return to God.
First of all, we need to be returned to God.
如果我们要 return to God,
if we want to be returned to God,
我们先要放下自己。
Then we need to let ourselves down.
我们要 honor each other. 我们要遵从彼此遵从。
We need to honor one another.
Amen. 如果我们今天在一起祷告。
When we pray together,
我祷告我就觉得哎呀你祷告很差。
We pray that you're not a good prayer.
你那个祷告怎么都在发抖啊
How come you're shaking all over?
你怎么祷告像蚊子叫啊
And then you pray like a mosquito.
我们自己心里面在彼此论断
Maybe we're having judgments in our hearts.
神不会垂听
God wouldn't listen to a prayer like that.
Amen. 我们第一个要先回归真神
We need to return to God ourselves.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
所以主耶稣在这边讲到圣灵
So here Jesus mentioned the Holy Spirit.
他们要等候然后十天后圣灵就降他们身上
They need to wait and in 10 days Holy Spirit came.
所以圣灵降临的目的第一个是让教会能够成立
So the purpose of the Holy Spirit arriving is that the church will be established.
那为什么圣灵要降临呢
Why does the Holy Spirit need to come?
对基督来讲
For Christ,
创立教会乃是聚集千千万万蒙恩得救的人。
The church is gathered by hundreds and thousands of believers.
成为基督的心腹。
Becoming the bride of Christ.
将来跟基督一同掌王权。
One day you reign with Christ.
圣灵的这个教义太大了。
This is a big goal.
No, the doctrine of Holy Spirit is so big.我没有办法今天讲得很清楚。
I cannot explain thoroughly today.
我只要讲圣灵在你跟我身上的工作。
I just want to talk about the Holy Spirit's work in our personal lives.
在信徒身上的工作。
In believers' lives.
圣灵的第一个工作。
The first work is.
使人重生得救。
That you will be born again.
今天教会里面很多没有重生得救的人。
Today at church, there are many people not born again.
很多人去教会很久很久。
They went to church for a long time.
但是他们没有真正的重生得救。
But they did not truly born again.
重生得救是圣灵的工作。
Born again is the work of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，圣灵使人能够为义、为罪、问审判自己、责备自己。
The Holy Spirit will give you conviction to repent.
很多时候我们责备我们的儿女。
Sometimes we rebuke our children.
他们都不听。
They don't listen.
我常常责备我的儿子。
I rebuke my son.
他有一套。
He has his way.
上有政策，下有对策。
To go around it.
我讲什么呢？是是是是。
He would say yes in front of me.
他有时候还会突然间喊哈利路亚。
And all of a sudden, hallelujah sometime.
那我讲什么？他说 amen.
And he say amen after I say something.
那个都是嘴巴的嘛。
But it's lip service.
我们去责备别人。
When we rebuke somebody,
如果不是神要你责备
if it's not God's intention
for you to do that, 没有什么用
they wouldn't be effective.
但是圣灵可以做一件工作
But Holy Spirit can do one thing.
他可以让人自己责备自己
will convict your heart.
是不是太好了
Isn't that great?
牧师都不用讲什么就是祷告然后圣灵就让你们每一个人自己责备自己说我都没有好好读圣经我都没有来好好聚会我都没有好好服侍我都没有好好奉献慢慢翻
That you did not come to church on time, read your Bible, tithe, etc.
When the Spirit convicts you.
When the Spirit convicts you.
那是圣灵的工作。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
他让一个人看到自己是罪人。
You will show that the sin in your life.
然后他就愿意悔改。
Then you will be willing to repent.
然后重生得救。
And be born again.
圣灵在信徒身上第二工作是他住在我们里面。
The work of the Holy Spirit, the second thing is that he indwells in our lives.
是不是很好啊?
Isn't that great?
圣灵住在我们里面。
Holy Spirit live in us.
让你知道你是神的儿女。
So you know that you are a child of God.
让你知道你是上帝的这个继承产业的儿女。
That you be the one getting the inheritance from the Lord.
让你知道天父是你的阿爸父。
That you know Heavenly Father is your Abba Father.
你跟神的时候关系会很亲近。
The relationship to the Father will be close.
因为圣灵住在你里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in you.
你怎么知道你是基督徒?
How do you know you are a Christian?
How do you know? 你怎么知道你是基督徒? 根据圣经是怎么讲?
According to the scripture?
哎，我有点害怕。我说好。
I'm concerned.
我问你们这问题，你们都不回答。
There's no answer.
Scott, 你怎么知道你是基督徒?
How do you know you're a Christian, Scott?
Bingo. 弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你听我问这个问题啊，他回答得很好。
You listen to my question, Scott had a good answer.
我想他的牧师做的教不错。
His pastor is doing a good job.
真的啊，我是真的知道。那当然了，全部都，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
人家会问你。
People will ask you.
你怎么知道你是真正？
How do you know that you are a true Christian?
你知道很多人说啊，我。大坏事不做，偶然犯点小错，我算我还可以，我还可以。
Some people say, "Oh, I don't rob the bank or kill somebody, but little sins here and there."
我想我还算是个基督徒。
I'm an okay Christian.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你怎么知道你是基督徒
？How do you know you're a Christian？
什么是证据
？What is the proof？
圣灵住在你里面。
Holy Spirit reside in you.
圣经上说，圣灵住在里面，像盖一个印一样。
It's like a seal in your heart.
这个非常重要
This is very important.
因为你有很困难的日子的时候
When you have difficult time,
或者你在罪里面的时候
or you are in sin,
撒旦会放一个声音在你里面
Devil will put a voice in you.
你这样人还是基督徒吗
Are you a Christian?
很多人说、啊、我不是我不是
Oh no, I'm not.
我不够格
I'm not up to that level.
我们本来就不够格
We're not, we never were.
我们今天做基督徒是因为主耶稣所做的事
Today we're Christian because what Jesus had done for us.
不是我们所做的事
Not what good work I do.
那主耶稣就当你信耶稣的时候主耶稣把圣灵放在你里面
So when you have received Jesus as your Savior God put Holy Spirit in your heart
好像一个印记一样
Like a seal in your heart
证明你是基督徒
It's a proof that you are a Christian
请问这样好不好、啊、
Isn't that great?
也不太确定没有关系我们需要很多圣灵的工作
We need the work of the Holy Spirit
我是说真的第三个是圣灵的教导与带领
And Holy Spirit's teaching and guidance.
很多人他不知道怎么读神的话。
Some people they don't know how to study the scripture.
你真正需要圣灵来帮助你。
You need the Holy Spirit to reveal to you.
他会 highlight 那个 scripture.
Holy Spirit will highlight scriptures for you.
因为主耶稣讲得很清楚，他说我要差一位保惠师来。
Because Jesus said, I will send a counselor.
而且他说他是一个真理的灵。
And it's a spirit of truth.
他会带领你认识所有的真理。
He'll guide you into all truth.
我们看到圣灵的第四个工作。
And the fourth work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的洗。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书十二章十三节。
1 Corinthians 12:13.
他说我们不拘是犹太人是希利尼人是为奴的是自由的都从一位圣灵受洗成为一个身体隐于一位圣灵。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jesus or Greeks, or, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
当一个人被圣灵光照的时候
when God, put light in your heart,
被圣灵光照
by the Holy Spirit,
向神悔改的那时
and when you repent,
圣灵的洗就成就在他的身上
the baptism of the Holy Spirit come to this person.
我知道对这个圣灵的洗有不同的解释
I know there are different explanations of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
但是根据圣经来讲
but according to the scripture,
你在信耶稣真正接触耶稣的时候圣灵就替你施洗了
when you receive Jesus in your heart, baptism of the Holy Spirit come up on you.
所以你可以连接跟别的基督徒连接在一起
so you can be united with other believers.
另外一个圣灵的工作
the second work of the Holy Spirit.
另外一个
another one.
是第五样圣灵的工作
the fifth work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵浇灌
the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
这个非常重要
this is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
你有没有去过那种特会啊
have you been to some special conferences
特别是灵粮特会啊
especially the 灵粮 conference
你们有没有看到那个灵粮特会后来他们最后的时候都要为人家服侍啊
so when they want to minister to people at the end
哦，很多人就到前面去啊
so they go to the front
很多的现象就开始了
and you can see a lot of phenomenon
有人就倒下来啊
some fall down
有人大叫啊
some screaming
那个现象里面很多是各种各样的
They're just different kind of things happening
不都是圣灵的工作
They're not all works by the Holy Spirit
很多人是他自己对圣灵的反应
Some could be a reaction to the Holy Spirit
你们仔细听这个
If you listen carefully
这个是很重要
It's very important I need to explain
因为圣经的旧约讲得很清楚
Because in the Old Testament it says clearly
在约珥书第二章
In the book of Joel, chapter 2
28到29节
28 to 31
神说以后我要用我的灵浇灌凡有血气的你们的儿女要说预言你们的老年人要做异梦少年人要见异象在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人跟使女
And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions, even on my servant. Both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
那些日子就是讲当圣灵降临的那天开始就进入了那些日子。
In those days is regarding to the first day when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit till now.
从那时候开始一直到现在就是那些日子。
Since then till now.
请问圣灵要浇灌一切什么?
What is the Holy Spirit going to do?
一切有血气的。
To all who believe.
他还没有讲说你有信心他一切人他都要来 touch, 都要来浇灌。
He will pour on all creatures.
所以你去那灵粮特会的时候
So when you go to the 灵粮 conference,
他叫那些人到前面去的时候
They ask people to the altar.
他们开始祷告的时候
So when they start praying,
神的灵就浇灌下来
Holy Spirit has a downpour.
当神的灵浇灌下来的时候
When it happens,
就会有异象
Then there's vision.
就会说方言
They will prophesy.
就有很多医治跟释放会发生
There will be deliverance and healing.
这就是圣灵的浇灌。
That's the outpour of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵还做另外一个工作。
And there's another work that the Holy Spirit.
第六项就是圣灵充满。
That you be filled with the Holy Spirit.
现在特别要解释这个浇灌跟充满是不一样的。
I will explain the difference between the outpouring and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
现在讲圣灵的充满。
The filling of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个命令。
It's a command.
圣灵充满是你自己要跟神合作。
to feel the Holy Spirit, you need to co-work with God.
而且这是命令，你必须要被圣灵充满。
It's a command that you should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵浇灌不是你能控制。
Outpouring is not in your control.
神要浇灌就浇灌。
God wanted to outpour, He'd do that.
明白了吧？
Understand?
每一个基督徒都要被圣灵充满。
Every Christian should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是每一个基督徒会不会被神浇灌，那是神他自己决定。
But if the believer get a downpour of the Holy Spirit, we have no control.
圣经上讲得很清楚。
The Bible say it clearly.
在以弗所书第五章。
In the Ephesians, chapter 5.
他说，你们不要醉酒。
Do not be drunken.
酒能使人放荡。Lead to the debauchery. 然而要被圣灵充满。
But to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个被圣灵充满这个命令让我们看到。
So we'll see this command.
第一个，你必须是不断地被圣灵充满。
You need to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit.
是继续的。
It's a continual action.
而且这个被圣灵充满是有条件的。
And there is a requirement.
第一个是不要让圣灵担忧。
That you not, will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
第二个不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And you would not be, quench the touch of the Holy Spirit.
Move of the Spirit. 第三个你要顺着圣灵的，顺灵的而行，顺着圣灵而行。
You need to be obedient to the move of the Holy Spirit.
这个事情很简单哈。
This is simple to explain.
就是如果这边有一个杯子。
If there is a cup.
这里面你把水倒进去。
You put water in it.
那个空气就没有了。
There's no air.
今天很多人说我要怎么样被圣灵充满。
One asks, how do I be filled with the Holy Spirit?
其实圣经里面一直在讲这个事情。
And the Bible talk about it all the time.
他说你要臣服于神。
You need to be obedient to the Lord.
You need to surrender to the Lord.当你在臣服于神的时候
When you surrender to the Lord,
神就进来更多
And then God will fill you up more.
Amen. 就像一个房子一样
It's like a house.
里面有很多的房间
There are many rooms.
有卧房有厨房有客厅有饭厅
Bedroom, kitchen, and so on.
今天神要到你的房子里面
When God comes to visit your house,
你要臣服于他
You want to surrender.
你要把所有的房间都由他来做主。
You want to open every room for him to be king in this house.
那样的话，神就占领这个房子。
Then God occupy this house.
我们的生命也一样。
Our life is the same way.
你怎么样让圣灵充满呢？
How do you be filled with the Holy Spirit?
你的生命的每一部分要降服于基督。
Every area of your life, you surrender to the Lord.
神的灵就可以充满你。
Then God's Spirit will fill you up.
很多人说，哇，圣灵充满就是要觉得麻麻的、电电的。
Some people said I should have some physical sensation when I be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好像被电到一样。
Got zapped.
其实你要电到，你就把手指插在那里面就电到了。你现在这样插进去就很电、很麻了。
You can get zapped with the holy, with the outlet, not necessary by the Holy Spirit.
是不是这样子啊？但是那不是圣灵啊。
No, that's not Holy Spirit.
那是电流啊。
It's electricity.
你这样一电就死掉了。
You might pass out.
你没有被圣灵充满，但是你会死掉。
You did not feel with the Holy Spirit, but you pass out.
我觉得圣经里面一直在讲这个事情。
I feel the Bible teaches this all the time.
当你真正臣服于神的时候。
When you surrender your all.
那你说我怎么能够 surrender?
Then how do I surrender?
你每一天都要这样做。
You need to do it daily.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
你中午要去吃饭啊？如果今天有serve的lunch啊，所以今天不算。如果没有serve lunch的，你有没有请问神你去哪里吃饭呢
？Do you ask the Lord where you going for lunch if you don't eat at church？
你没有是吧？那这个也要求问神。
Maybe you should learn to ask。
哇，这叫 surrender。
This is surrender。
哎，要求很高。
It's a high requirement。
你去计划去旅行，你有没有求问神
？You plan your trip. Do you ask the Lord？
哎，我看到有人开始笑了。
Some people are smiling.
我是问这个最不属灵的事情。
This is the most unspiritual thing.
我要告诉大家一个 myth.
I want to tell you a myth.
在教会里面。
In church.
这个基督徒的头脑里面。
Christian mind.
它有两个 category.
There are two categories.
一个是 spiritual category.
Spiritual compartment.
另外一个是不 spiritual.
and the unspiritual.
他只有问上帝关于spiritual category.
And he only asked the Lord about the spiritual category.
那些不spiritual他自己都做主。
Then whatever is unspiritual, I'll take care of myself.
他们认为吃喝玩乐都是不spiritual.
You play, you eat, it's not spiritual.
所以他们都自己做主。
I can do it myself.
爱吃什么就吃什么。
I eat whatever I want.
其实都应该让神做主。
But we should actually all surrender to the Lord.
我是想问大家有没有这样的事情, 说有什么是spiritual, 有什么是不spiritual?
So is there separation of spiritual and not spiritual?
我要再问Scott一个问题。
I'd like to ask Scott again.
我问Scott, 你觉得祷告是不是spiritual?
You think prayer is
spiritual?
Please
translate well. No. Prayer is a spiritual thing or not? This is a very tricky question, by the way. I just want to let you know. Yeah, let's go answer. 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
祷告是不是属灵的事?
Prayer is...
他回答得很好。 It can be. 可能成为属灵的事。 我有圣经的例子。
Prayer could be spiritual. I can give you one example.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
有一次在殿里有两个人祷告。
One time there were two people praying.
第一个人叫做法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
他说上帝啊,
God,
你看看我,
look at me.
我真 spiritual.
I'm so spiritual.
我每一个礼拜禁食。
I fast once a day.
我又奉献。
And I tithe.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
这个人根本不是祷告,
this guy is not praying at all.
他是在自言自语。
He's talking to himself.
请问这个人祷告属不属灵啊?
Do you think that was a spiritual prayer?
属灵啊。
Yeah, it remained to zero.
好, 我再问一个问题。
I ask you another question.
我再问Scott。 哦, 不要问, 我问Angela。 Angela, 我问你一个问题。 请问吃饭可不可以是属灵的事?
Is eating a spiritual thing?
No, no. Can eating be a spiritual thing?
Can eating be a spiritual thing?
不能作弊啊。 吃饭能不能成为属灵的事?
Can eating be a spiritual thing?
不是说read Bible, 不是 spiritually my words, 我说 literally, okay, 我自己讲我自己翻。 吃饭可以成为属灵的事吗? Can eating be spiritual thing? So what's the condition prerequisite for that? 那个前提是什么? 为什么, 怎么吃饭可以成为属灵的事呢? 啊? 要活下去, that's true, that's the first step, 要活下去, 还有呢, 你活下去是为了什么? 我要再给你clue啊, 什么purpose? 弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sisters,
你听我讲,
listen,
你仔细听, 这个很重要,
this is important.
这可以让你长命百岁。
And this will give you 100 years of
maybe people don't want to live that long. 你吃饭的时候,
when you're eating,
你要有一个态度,
you have to have an attitude.
我是为主而吃饭。
I'm eating for the Lord.
你仔细听。
Listen carefully.
你真的这样做的时候,
if you do it that way,
Holy Spirit 真的对你讲话。
Holy Spirit will speak to you.
他会说, 这个太辣了吧。
This is too spicy.
这个太甜了吧?
That's too sweet.
这个太油了吧?
That's too greasy, don't you think?
真的?
Really?
这叫做 filled with the Holy Spirit.
This is called filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是连吃饭都有神的主权在。
That even when you're eating, there's God's lordship there.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sister,
睡觉可不可以属灵啊?
Can sleeping be spiritual?
不是叫你在
听牧师讲到一直睡觉。Not to be spiritual that way here.
Okay, 那是表示你很累。
It means you are very tiresome.
所以你要被圣灵充满。
So you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你必须要在每一个方面要向神，让神来做主。
In every area of your life, surrender to the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
I praise the Lord.
神比你有智慧。
God is wiser than you.
你吃的东西你都不太晓得对你好不好。
When you're eating, you don't know if it's good for you.
但是神知道那个东西对你好不好。
But God knows.
所以你把主权交给他。
So give him the lordship.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
我这个讲道不能发问的。最后我要解释一个观念哈。
In conclusion, I want to clarify a concept.
就是圣灵浇灌跟圣灵充满不一样。
The outpour of the Holy Spirit and the feel to be filled the Holy Spirit are different.
圣灵浇灌是外面倒下来的。
Outpouring is from the outside.
圣灵充满是从里面出来的。
To fill the Holy Spirit from the inside.
圣灵的浇灌是神赐给我们不同的恩赐。
The outpour of the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Lord.
会说方言，会说预言，会医病，会赶鬼，那是 outpouring of the Spirit.
You speak in tongue, you be prophesying, that's from the outside.
圣灵的充满是从里面出来的。
But the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以。
So.
圣灵的浇灌跟那个人生命成不成熟丰富没有关系。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit had nothing to do with the maturity of the person's spiritual life.
所以有的人他有 spiritual gift.
So some people have spiritual gifts.
有的人有圣灵的恩赐。
And they got the gifts.
他会说预言。
They will prophesy.
他会说方言。
They will speak in tongue.
并不代表这个人生命很成熟。
That doesn't mean the person has a mature Christian life.
因为很多人都误会了。
So people are confused.
哦，说这个人很有 gift.
That he is so gifted.
所以他一定很成熟。
Then he must be mature.
不一定。
Not necessary.
这没有什么关系。
They're not related.
因为 outpouring of the spirit, 外面的浇灌是神随他的意思去浇灌。
Because the outpouring of the spirit is depending on God.
里面圣灵充满是你要跟上帝合作。
But to feel the Holy Spirit, you need to co-work with the Lord.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在这个教会
in this church,
我们要强调的
we need to emphasize
是生命
life
还有品格
character
这个比恩赐更重要
it's more important than gifts
我们绝对需要恩赐
we need gifts
什么叫做恩赐呢
what are gifts
恩赐就是工具嘛
gifts are tools
我们吃中国饭一定要有筷子嘛
Like eating Chinese food, you need chopsticks.
但是你不会去 worship chopsticks, right?
But you will not worship chopsticks.
它只是一个工具而已。
Just a tool.
一个人有圣灵的恩赐。
And someone has the spiritual gifts.
不管是什么恩赐。
Doesn't matter what they are.
不需要 worship 他。
We don't need to worship.
我们不要觉得这个人好属灵。
Oh, that person is so spiritual.
因为他只是神所赐的恩赐。
But it's a tool that God gave that person.
懂了吗？我们真正要学的。
What we need to learn.
是那个人有生命。
It's that person's life.
他有 character.
The inner character.
他表达像基督一样。
They behave like Christ.
这是我们要学习。
That's what we need to learn.
恩赐你没有办法学。
Gift you cannot learn.
那是神给的。
It's a gift.
Amen. 所以这个非常重要。
So this is very important.
所以说我们应该怎么做？
So what should we do?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们真的要彼此勉励。
We need to encourage one another.
我们需要被神的灵充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.我发现这世界最缺的是爱。
What we lack most is love.
In this world, we lack the most is love. 这世界最需要的不是钱，是爱。
We don't need money, we need love.
We need the money too. But the money is not the most.
We need love and money.
无论到哪里。
Wherever you go.
你发现很多的很多的纷争
You see a lot of strifes
Conflicts
但
你发现它最基本的原因
And the root cause
这些人他没有爱
There's no love
他没有被爱过
They did not receive love
也不会爱别人
They didn't know how to give love
圣灵可以把基督的爱来充满你
Holy Spirit will fill you with God's love
因为那是他的工作
Because that's his work
他把基督的爱很真实的放在你里面
Holy Spirit will put Jesus' love in your heart
所以我们要被圣灵充满。
So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要开始降服我们自己。
We need to surrender our all.
连我们吃饭都要降服。
Even when we eat.
懂吗？所有的事情。
Understand everything.
第二个我们要做的。
Secondly, we need to do.
我们要顺着圣灵而行。
We need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
当你被神的灵充满以后。
When you be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的灵会常常的催促你做这个做那个。
Holy Spirit will urge you to do this and that.
他可能会要你打一个电话给一个人。
Maybe call somebody on the phone.
他有时候要你道歉。
Maybe you need to apologize.
有时候他要你请别人吃饭。
Maybe you need to treat that person for a meal.
你要付钱。
you need to pay.
不是那个人付钱。
Not that person.
可能每次都是他付钱。
Maybe they always pay.
这次送圣灵要你付钱。
This one, this time, Holy Spirit want you to pay.
可能有时候我们把钱看得太重。
Maybe we put too heavily on the money.
圣灵要你学习大方。
Holy Spirit want you to be generous.
我们最后起立。
Let's stand.
我们要开始领受圣餐。
We're going to receive the cup and the off.
我们感谢赞美主。
Bread. We praise the Lord.
圣灵的降临代表主耶稣已经回到天上。
Holy Spirit is here to prove that Jesus already returned to heaven.
但是主耶稣还要回来。
But Jesus will come again.
跟你旁边人说主耶稣要回来。
Tell your neighbor Jesus is coming again.
不要睡觉了。Don't fall asleep. 不要在灵里面睡觉。
Don't be slumbering.
我们可不可以请那个小孩子也来？是不是要领圣餐 ？OK。我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们有盼望。
We have hope.
不管美国的经济会被恢复。
Doesn't matter if the American economy will recover.
我们有盼望。
We have hope.
我们也需要钱。
We need money.
我们也需要爱。
We need love.
先有爱，再有钱。
Love first, money second.
因为上帝爱我，就会给我们这个一切的需要。
God loves us; He will provide all our needs.
说田牧师，你怎么知道上帝爱我们呢
？How do you know that God loves us?
这个圣餐就是最好的例子。
The communion is the proof.
因为这个圣餐就是主耶稣跟我们所立的约。
This is a covenant that the Lord set with us.
这是这个饼代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍。
The bread represent the Body of Christ broken for us.
这个杯代表他的血为我们所流的。
The cup represents the blood that he shed for our sins.
那主耶稣在最后的晚餐跟他们。
At Last Supper, when he's with his disciples.
所讲的也是跟我们所有基督徒所立的约。
And that's the same covenant he set with all believers.
我现在邀请所有的基督徒。
I invite all who have born again.
你不一定在这里受过洗。
You may not have baptized here.
但是你一定要受过洗。
But you need to have the water baptism.
来参与这个饼与杯
to participate in the bread and the cup.
我们来祷告
Let's pray.
我们在祷告的时候，请每一个人都祷告好吗
So you pray yourself.
你为这个杯跟饼献上感谢
You give thanks regarding the cup and the bread.
也为你的罪在神面前求神赦免你
And if there's any sin, repent.
我们一定有罪
We must have sin.
我们有得罪神的罪
Maybe to God.Or to others, may God forgive us. Let's open our mouth and pray. God, I give thanks for the bread and the cup that you love us. Some 2,000 years ago, you came on earth. You died on the cross for all of us. I thank you for the salvation that you accomplished.I pray that the Lord forgive my sins.
洗净我一切的不义。
Wash away all my transgressions.
当我来领受这饼跟杯的时候。
When I receive the cup and the bread.
不是吃喝自己的罪。
I'm not eating and drinking my own sin.
乃是领受神的祝福。
But to receive your blessings.
求主祝福这个饼跟这个杯。
May God bless the cup and the bread.
再次提醒。
Again, remind us.
你对我们的爱。
How much you love us.
我们也要为你而活。
And I want to live for you.
我们要降服于你。
I want to surrender to you.
所以你的灵能够来充满。
So your spirit can fill me up.
让我们成为一个满有圣灵的人。
That we will be filled with the spirit.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们仍然站立好吗
？Remain standing.
我们从最后一排开始，最后一行开始排队到前面来拿饼跟杯。
From the last row, form one single file.
回去以后就站在你的座位祷告。
And after you take the bread and the cup, go back to your seat, remain standing.
我就想请大家这样好了，我们两三个人一组，我们为彼此祝福，用这个饼杯为彼此祝福，我们再领受饼。两个人或三个人一组。
Group of two or three people that you can bless and pray for each other.
弟兄跟弟兄，姊妹跟姊妹。
Brother and brothers and sister and sisters.
最后来做结束祷告。
In conclusion, let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
求你祝福我们今天来的每一位。
May you bless everyone who attend here.
求你赐给我们赦罪的平安。
May you give us the peace of the forgiveness of sin.
也心中充满你的爱。
That we can fill our heart with your love.
能够去爱人。
To love others.
从我们的家人开始。
Starting from our family.
祷告奉主名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请到副堂。
Let's go to the social hall. Have lunch.
那边有午餐招待。那个 The English group had an equipping class. So in 5 minutes in the upper room.